This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Local physician Dr. Alexander Meininger says he and his wife were shot at recently while biking on Route County Road 27. It was on a Sunday morning. They were about 20 feet apart when they heard loud pops. Dr. Meininger's wife saw the shots ricochet off the shoulder of the road.
My wife said it was a near-death experience, claiming that it was pretty scary. And bullets resonating at us was somewhat terrifying. I think it represents a peak in the animosity between cyclists and the rural community, which I'd like more people to know about how severe it's gotten or what we're dealing with out there, that I think it's at risk someone could get hurt.
Route County Sheriff Doug Shear says there were definitely gunshots.
The Route County Sheriff's Office definitely believes that there were gunshots in the area. We just don't have enough evidence to prove whether or not they were harassing in nature or whether they were ricochets from somebody shooting in the vicinity.
Animosity towards cyclists is also a concern for Amy Charity, the co-founder of the Steamboat Gravel Ride, which is this Sunday. Race organizers have listened to concerns and frustrations from rural residents about all the cyclists on county roads and address them all. Despite the efforts, Charity says signs have gone up around the county roads against the gravel race.
It seems that when riders don't feel welcome, some of them may consider what is the worst case scenario. So when there are a handful of rural residents that don't want bikes to go by their homes, then the riders are concerned about their safety.
Charity says she's received calls from cyclists asking if it's safe to come to Steamboat for the ride this Sunday. Steamboat Springs City Council meets tonight. A work session has results of the recent community survey, an update from historic preservation and the 2A Trails Project. An update on Casey's Pond is also on the agenda. Craig City Council also meets tonight. Dr. Matthew Neal will introduce himself as the new superintendent of the Moffat County School District. Deputy City Clerk Gina Duran's being recognized with the prestigious Certified Municipal Clerk designation. Gary Whitlock has been named Development Director of the Steamboat Symphony Orchestra. The Route County Fair continues at the fairgrounds in Hayden. Monday was the Western Horse Show. We caught up with Nevi Wade right before she was showing her horse, Lily.
I'm really excited. This is my last time at fair because I'm aging out. So I'm really excited to compete this year.
The dog show and the English horse show, that's today, along with Gymkhana. It's check-in day for rabbits and poultry and swine weigh-in. Tomorrow morning's the poultry show with a swine show in the afternoon. There's a full schedule on our website. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Read it for yourself at KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.